Gudvach, Shavuot Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. this morning, the parsha includes an interesting halacha, which seems to be, on one level, entirely irrelevant to our lives, but there is a profundity that is encapsulated within it that is as relevant as ever. And that is that in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says that if a person sold their field, they have a certain amount of time to redeem it, after which if they don't, then the field will come back to them during the Yovel year, year 50, all the stages reset and everything goes back to normal. And it's similarly when it comes to a person having sold their house in an unwalled city, which is also near the field. Similarly, if they don't redeem it, if they do not get the seller to get the money to buy it back from the buyer, then they have to wait until Yovel, and the stages reset then again. However, when it comes to a house which is sold in a walled city, the halacha here is a little different. And here, if a person in Eretz Yisrael, in their ancestral home, every shevet had their own nachala, and every family had their nachla. So if a person sold their home and they didn't redeem it, i.e., they didn't collect the money or find the money to buy it back from the person who they sold it to, this house will never, ever, ever come back to them. Not after a year, not after Shemitah, not after five Shemitahs, not after Yovel, nothing. Nothing will reset the stage. The house in the walled city is gone forever. And here, the Torah words it very interestingly. The Pasuk says, if it is a house which is in an ir asher lo choma, in a house in a city that has a wall. However, the pasuk is written asher lo choma lamid aleph, which means it doesn't have a wall, and that's the way it's written in the Torah. That's the ksiv, the kree. The way we're supposed to understand that word is asher lo choma with a vav, which means it has a wall. So sometimes we have kri and ksivs in the Torah in which, you know, it has to be read slightly differently. Maybe the word is replaced with a different type of word in order to create a certain feeling or tone or project an idea. Over here, the kri and the ksiv are not just different from one another. They are diametrically opposed to one another. And hence, asher lo choma, a house in a city that has a wall, is written in the Torah, asher lo choma, meaning a house in a city that has no wall. So how is it, what is the meaning of this paradox? And so Rashi, citing Chazal, says this is not just by accident, but rather both lows, the low of Lamed Aleph, there's no wall, and the low of Lamed Vav, there is a wall, are both meant to be, are both significant. In the following way, says Rashi, Amar Rabbi Seinu, Af al pisha en lo achshav, even though there is no wall presently, Hoil v'haysala kodem lachen, if it had a wall previously, i.e., from the time of Yehoshua bin Nun, then, even if it doesn't have a wall now, it is considered, and we view it as though there is a wall there. So even though there is no wall, we see a wall. And this is a sort of a halachic analysis. You know, we consider something, it's like a legal fiction almost. It doesn't have a wall, but we consider it as though it does have a wall. But what is the meaning behind this? What is the idea here? So here, Zalman Sirotkin in his Aznaim LaTorah says something rather profound. And he suggests that the wall is not a sibba. It is not the cause for the halacha about selling a house. It is a siman, it is rather a symptom. So what does he mean by this? Well, those are my words, but what does he mean by suggesting that the wall is not what is significant? What he says is the following, that in the time of Yehoshua bin Nun, he brought the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael with the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And one could be possibly forgiven for being a little skeptical if they were concerned about being able to conquer the cities in Eretz Yisrael that were fortified with walls. That was the greatest fortification. How are you going to conquer that? Indeed, the Meraglim earlier were hesitant to go into Eretz Yisrael because they were concerned about fortified cities with walls. How are they going to conquer it? So when Yoshua brought Bnei Yisrael in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped with the conquest, it wasn't just that Hashem helped with the conquest generally, but it was an added chesed, an added nes, that Hashem helped with the conquest of the walled, fortified cities in Eretz Yisrael. And as a consequence, the walled cities are endowed with a kedusha that spans time and space. There is a kedusha to these cities because they had an added chesed and nes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, even all this time later, there is no wall, lo choma, with an aleph, lamed aleph, there is no wall there. Nevertheless, we see the wall, asher lo choma, it has a wall. Because we remember the wall is not about whether it is physically there or not. The wall is a simen, it is a symptom, it is a reminder of the great chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam did for Klal Yisrael and our responsibility to have Hakaras HaTov for that. And it seems to me, therefore, that if a person sells their property, even if having under duress because they needed the money, they would borrow, not steal, but they would do whatever they could possible to get it back as fast as possible, if it was important to them. If some families they have a becher, a kiddush cup in their family that's gone down from generation to generation. Sometimes families fight over who gets that cup, or maybe candlesticks, leichters, from a great grandmother to a grandmother to a mother to a child. If that had to be sold, what would one do to get that back? You bring it to a pawn shop. What would you do to bring it back as fast as possible? And here you have somebody that sold it, and they didn't go and redeem it. They didn't get it back. It indicates a lack of a gratitude for the extraordinary chesed that was done for Klal Yisrael in that walled city. You know why? Because the person doesn't see the wall. The wall is absent. And even though asher lo choma, there is no wall there, asher lo choma with a vav, there is a wall there. There was a wall there. And this city even now inheres with a kedusha as a consequence of the extraordinary act of chesed and the miracle that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. And isn't this the challenge for anybody who is a mamin, who is a believer in the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we walk through life, to be able to see the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is an invisible being, and yet is the most powerful. And our challenge is to be able to see through the invisibility to the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. And finally, based on something very beautiful that Rabbi Jacobson develops, the idea of a choma, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, in Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says, Ani choma, the Gemara in Bava Basra comments, choma zu Torah. A wall, a choma, is a metaphor, is a symbol of the Torah, itself. We may recall the story at the end of Churban Bayis Sheni, towards the end of Churban Bayis Sheni, when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai escapes the city. It was doomed. There was no turning back. Yerushalayim was going to be destroyed. He sneaks out of the city. He meets with the Roman general, Vespasian, and there's a famous dialogue between the two. And the upshot is that at the end of the dialogue, Vespasian says, I'll give you any three wishes you want. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Tein li Yavne v'chachameha, give me Yavne and its wise people, the Makom Torah, the Lom Dei Torah, the students of Torah. And so the Gemara itself asks, why was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, why didn't he just ask to save Yerushalayim? And the Gemara answers what seems to be a pretty damning answer, that the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Meshiv Chachamim Achar. Sometimes Hashem turns the mind of Chachamim to think backwards. Seems like they're foolish. The Daitam Yisakel. So this is a pretty strong condemnation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He should have asked for Yerushalayim, but he was foolish. And the Gemara then continues and says, what was going through in Yochanan ben Zakkai's mind. He thought to himself, you know, it's true that Vespasian said, I'll give you whatever you want, but he's not really going to give whatever I want. If I ask to save Yerushalayim, that's a request which is too much to ask for, and Vespasian will never do it. So I don't get it. Was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai a fool, like the Gemara says a sentence earlier? Or did he have, at worst, a mistaken analysis of the situation? This wasn't foolish. I mean, maybe Vespasian would have agreed. But to say it's foolish? Not foolish. At best, I mean, at worst, maybe he was mistaken. But maybe he wasn't. I don't think Rabbi Yochanan was foolish at all. And I don't even think the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yochanan is foolish. You see, when Vespasian and everyone else had their eyes on the physical walls of Yerushalayim, understanding that the walls of Jerusalem are what will endure, what will cause the Jewish people to endure, that the walls of Yerushalayim are what it will ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had a different image, and in his mind he saw Choma Zutora. What are the true walls? What gives the true continuity? What gives the true fortification and protection of the Jewish people? Torah, the study of Torah, and the adherence of Torah. So while Vespasian had his eyes on the walls, and maybe everyone else had their eyes on the physical walls of Yerushalayim, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had his eyes set on a set of walls that nobody could see. And I don't think that when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes turns wise men backwards and makes their knowledge foolish, I don't think it means that Rabbi Yochanan was a fool. It means that when everybody else around you thinks that you're acting foolishly, sometimes the Rabbonu Shel Olam puts an idea into the head of a Chacham. Everybody else thinks it's crazy. But the Chacham knows. The Chacham understands. And the Chacham sees. And that's why the Gemara then continues and says what was going through the mind of Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was no fool. Choma Zutora. Everybody else sees a city, Asher Lo Choma, that there is no wall. And Yochanan ben Zakkai sees the most powerful wall of all, the wall of Torah. So when our pasuk in the Torah this morning reminds us of a city, Asher Lo Choma, that has no wall, but is really a city, Asher Lo Choma, that has a wall, it's a challenge and our obligation and our duty to be able to see the wall of the Ribbono Shel Olam, his chasadim, his brachas, his hashkacha, his divine providence, to be able to see the power of the Torah HaKadosha, even when everybody else around us just sees thin air. Gudvach Shavua Tov to all.